Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a PhD in exercise physiology and health education, I've been teaching people how to improve their health through diet, exercise, and supplementation for over 30 years. I look at the science behind all the headlines and the social media hype and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. It's been about 12 to 13 years since I've talked about tattoos. It was my wife, Paula, who prompted me to do it in the first place. But this time, we commented almost simultaneously, why do so many chefs of all ages have so many tattoos? I've told you I watch way too many cooking shows. Now, wouldn't you know that within a week of that comment, a new research paper was published and press releases talked about the potential risks of having tattoos. Now, that article led with a photograph of a well-known rapper who had 90% of his upper torso covered with black ink. You can't help but notice that more people of all ages are getting tattoos than did 10 years ago. So I decided it was time to update any links between tattoos and any type of disease. Now, based on a variety of polls, the number of Americans who have tattoos has increased to 32%. Now, that's 10% more than 10 years ago. The age group 30 to 49 has the highest percentage of people having of at least one tattoo at about 46%. That's a lot of potential problems that the tattoos are connected to any disease or condition. But let's review the basics about tattoos. Tattoos place metallic salts and organic dyes under the skin. Think about it. Someone is injecting your skin thousands of times to get the design completed. What could go wrong? Infections and allergic reactions are commonplace. The rapper I mentioned earlier had a severe reaction to getting that much ink too fast and got quite ill. Fortunately, he recovered, but can tattoos lead to increased skin issues like skin cancer? Let's take a look. In a study published in a major oncology journal, researchers examined the medical literature for case studies on tattoos and skin cancers of various types. They found 50 cases, 16 of which were melanoma. Now, that didn't seem to be an overwhelming number of skin cancer cases when you consider the 60 million or so people who had tattoos 10 years ago. The researchers concluded that at that point, the number of cases of skin cancer probably is more likely coincidental. That was then, but now there are 22 million more people for a total of about 82 million people with tattoos. Has the research continued? Yes, it has. But first, I found a case study. That's the report of a physician, usually about their patient, and what happened to their diagnosis and treatment. Physicians reported on a case of melanoma in a 79-year-old man that occurred in a tattoo he had for 60 years. And because of its location on the inner arm that most likely gets less direct sun exposure and is therefore not checked as carefully because of that, they suggested that physicians examine tattoos carefully to see if lesions are blending in with tattoos. Difficult to notice a change in color in the tattooed skin. Skin cancers are usually pink, red, brown, or black, and those colors appear often in tattoos. Let's get to the recent stuff. There have been two observational studies using questionnaires and medical records for diagnoses of skin cancer and other forms of cancer. In a study done in France, researchers recruited over 111,000 subjects ages 18 to 69 years old. They collected specific data on subjects' tattoos over a period of 4 years. Researchers then examined records from the National Insurance Health data on the subjects' skin cancers overall, cutaneous melanoma, and non-melanoma skin cancers diagnosed during 2007 to 2021. Out of the 111,000 subjects, only 1,789 were diagnosed with any skin cancers, with 693 being melanoma skin cancers. Their conclusion, no relationship found between tattoos and skin cancers. In another study from researchers in Brazil, they conducted a meta-analysis of five studies with over 140,000 subjects. Again, they found no relationship with the number of tattoos and any forms of skin cancer or any other cancers otherwise. In a third recently published study, the researchers confounded the other two. In two separately designed studies of twins, researchers from Denmark used the Danish Twin Tattoo Cohort Database. In the first study, researchers randomly selected over 2,300 participant twins in a cohort study. They also did a case control study of 316 twins born between 1960 and 1996. The researchers used cancer diagnoses from the Danish Cancer Registry and tattoo ink exposure from the Danish Twin Tattoo Survey from 2021 for their analysis. The analysis addressed the effects of time-varying exposure. The larger cohort study showed a close to four times and three times the risk for skin cancers in those twins with tattoos. The twin case control study yielded a 62% increase between twins with versus twins without tattoos. So where does that leave us? All the types of studies are retrospective. They are looking back at large groups of people and asking new questions about data that had been collected. At some point, all studies used questionnaires to ask people about tattoos, and they all used a healthcare registry to retrieve skin cancer diagnoses. To suggest that one is better than the other would be wrong. But there is one thing that cannot be debated. Tattooing involves the breaking of the skin barrier with noxious substances that are concentrated in pools under the skin and have been discovered to have traveled to local lymph nodes. That means that the immune system was stimulated to respond, creating what? A state of inflammation. What we don't know is how long that response continues, its normal process, or when it subsides, if ever. There's a lot of research to go. So, over 10 years ago, I said that I would officially say that I would reserve judgment. That means there's no statistical significance, but there may be a relationship between variables. I'm going to make the same judgment this time. Yes, we have more data than the few case studies I had last time. The data are still equivocal, in my opinion. To tattoo or not to tattoo, it's up to you. The lack of research is why I'm reserving judgment, but here are my recommendations anyway. Do your research on where to go now that you know the issues that exist with tattooing. It's still relatively low for skin cancers, but there's still a lot we don't know. Your yearly medical exam just move up in importance because you need regular skin checkups with an emphasis on your tattoos. I just had mine about a week before writing this script, and I had a couple of precancerous spots frozen. One more thing, to put it in perspective. After talking with a guy who is next generation after mine about his extensive tattoos, he said this, "You know, people in my age group who got tattoos would probably never do it again because what was meaningful then most likely means nothing to me now. And that's why I'm going to have mine removed." Paul and I both have three tattoos each. They are the dots they tattoo to make sure the x-rays are lined up in the right location during radiation therapy, as we've both had cancer. After reading the script, Paula said, "I'm glad those are my only tattoos. Until we know more, so am I." Nothing more I can add to that. Your skin, your choice. And that's all I have time for in this episode. If you like the podcast, hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.